Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Tzadi Tes and Masechta Seirvin. The topics we were learning about include, until the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, the Gemara fills in details of the various cases in the Mishnah where a person standing in one Rishus transfers things in another Rishus, urinates or spits into another Rishus, or simply walks in the Rishus Haram with saliva in his mouth. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph discusses the Isra of standing in one Rishus and drinking in another Rishus, and the Amiram debate whether the same Isra applies when one of the Rishuyas is a Carmelist. The first Mishnah Amud Beis discusses whether there is any problem of Hitzah with taking water as it spills out of a gutter. The second Mishnah Amud Beis discusses taking water from a bar with a 10 tefach wall around it into an adjacent house and dropping things from the house to an adjacent garbage dump that is 10 tefachim tall. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include Machshavtei Mishavilei Makim is the idea that even when a place is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which is the required shear for something lifted from it to be considered an akira, or something placed in it to be considered hanacha, if a person wants the object lifted out of or put onto the place, it is still considered an akira or hanacha. Gzeira l'gzeira. Even though the Rabban often make decrees to protect us from violating Yisum D'Oraisa, they usually do not make a gzeira to protect us from violating another gzeira. Dirisha tashmisha la'aver. A place enclosed primarily to watch the area outside, like for a watchman who is guarding a nearby field, is not considered a dirah.